Welcome to Chapter 14.
Rejection as a good thing. Well, this episode will point out an example of thinking out of the box in a corporate environment. I should say a traditional corporate environment. When I was hired by Sunoil to become a member of their outside industrial sales force, I spent the first 6 months in class, and then the next 6 months I spent riding with their top salespeople. And we would go from customer to customer. And, of course, these salesmen, I was still working out of the corporate office because until I got assigned a territory, that's where I worked from officially. Well, of course, the salesmen, because they wanted me to report back to corporate, even though I was brand new, how good they were. So almost 6 months, I rode with a half a dozen different salesmen just to get a feel for what they do and what's expected. And, of course, they took me to their favorite customers. And it was kind of like a love fest. Some of the customers that I visited had been customers of this particular individual for as long as 20 years. I was actually the first hire in this particular area in quite some time. So all these other salesmen in the tri-state area had been with the company, I guess the minimum maybe was 10 years. So anyway, after a year serving both dealing in the classroom and then in the field, I was assigned the territory, and that happened to be in the Philadelphia area because, as I mentioned earlier, I was in graduate school and couldn't move. So I started my career, and about 3 years into it, I had really developed a good following of customers and was in the top group of producing salesmen. That qualified me, if so to speak, to have new people ride with me. So it was role reversal time. So anyway, when the first person came to visit me and ride with me, and we chatted, and a person told me that they had, they meaning Sunoil, had told him that they have had a high turnover in salespeople, and that's why they switched from an engineering background to a business background. That's the first time I'd heard that. You can imagine if you're investing almost a year in a new employee, they have a big investment, so you don't want turnover if you can avoid it. So anyway, I remember back when I was told this, and I remember back to how I went around and, you know, with these salesmen to their favorite places. And one of the other things this gentleman told me, this new salesman, was that people, he had heard that the people that had quit felt that this was really, this outside industrial sales was not really for them. Okay, but something, I had an idea, and I decided to implement it. When the first new salesman rode with me, instead of me taking this person to one of my favorite customers to impress him, so he would go back and tell management how wonderful I was with the sales, with the customers, I decided to do a little role reversal. And took on the role of the new salesman and have the new guy be the established producing salesman. And more importantly, let him pick the places that we would stop and make a call. So that's how I approached my role with new salesmen. Now, the good news here is that when I would go up to these new places that they picked out, oftentimes it didn't work out because I was selling an industrial petrochemical, industrial lube, and rarely do you make a sale on the first call. So I experienced during these ride with these new people a fair amount of rejection on the with me making a cold call, basically. And the new person saw this. And well, here's an irony of this event. About a year later, I happened to be, we had a meeting, and I was asked in this meeting by my manager, what was I doing? Was I doing anything different? Because the handful of salesmen, the new salesmen that rode with me, none of them quit in that first year, which, you know, I didn't think it was a big deal, but apparently the company did. I told him what I was doing. And I said, you know what? I think the reason that these people are quitting is because they only are exposed to really good and warm, embracing relationships when they go to a customer with the salesman they're riding with. So when they get out in the real world, get assigned a territory, and start making calls on their own, they're experiencing a totally opposite, a more of a reality break. And I can see why people would say, you know, that's not really for them, because they don't have that same connection with the customers. And that's misguiding people. So I turned the tables, and Sun Oil, shortly thereafter, changed their training strategy and had the established productive salesman take the role that I had taken, that they would be the new person and make cold calls at places where the new salesman would pick out. So everything was spontaneous and nothing was prearranged. And over the years, since that particular procedure was established, there was very, very little turnover. So anyway, that was, I guess, a little thinking out of the box, because no one had tried that before. And again, self-confidence. I know I come back to that word, and I will many times, but I knew what I could do, and I was there. I was at the role of the established salesman was to help the new guy. And the best way I felt is to expose the new guy to what he or she would see when they're out in the field themselves. Anyway, that's my story. Thank you for listening.
Up next, Chapter 15, The Best Marketing Approach.